我们刚刚读到罗马书一章一节。
Just now we stopped at Romans chapter 1 verse 1.
保罗说他是耶稣基督的仆人。
Paul says that he is a slave of Jesus Christ.
奉召做使徒。
And he has been called to be an apostle.
另外一句话说是特派传神的福音。
And the next statement says separated to the gospel of God.
所以要传福音啊，就是主耶稣特别拣选。
And so to be able to preach the gospel is something that God has especially chosen us to do.
做主耶稣的使徒啊，传福音的使命。
And to be an apostle of Christ and to follow in his commission.
虽然保罗是在34岁的时候啊，主耶稣才选召他。
And so even though Paul was called when he was 34 years old.
加拉太书一章十五节说啊，我在妈妈的肚子里面，主耶稣就已经把神就把我分别出来了。
He says that even though when he was in the mother, the womb of his mother, God has already separated him.
所以我们人的一生啊，主耶稣老早就把我们安排好了。
And so our entire lives has already been planned out by God.
所以说这个福音是主耶稣在创世以前呢、啊，就预定在耶稣基督里面来拯救我们。
And so we know that before the creation of this world, our salvation has already been set forth by God.
亚拿尼亚要去见使徒保罗的时候。
And when Ananias was going to meet up with Paul,
主耶稣说你尽管去，因为他是我拣选的器皿。
What God told him was that all you have to do is go because he is my chosen vessel.
所以在人来看呢、啊，那个时候他还是一个大力在逼迫基督徒的人。
And so in the eyes of man, he was still a person greatly persecuting the Christians.
亚拿尼亚都不敢去啊。
Even Ananias was scared to go to him.
主耶稣说他是我拣选的器皿。
But Jesus said to him that he is my chosen vessel.
他所以去为他按手，他就得圣灵，他的眼睛好像有鳞片掉下来，他就看见了。
And so he went and laid hands upon him and prayed for him, and then scales from his eyes fell and he could see again.
后来神就给他一个使命。
And then God gave him a commission.
他就在《使徒行传》的26章18节。
And it is recorded in Acts chapter 26, verse 18.
我们看二十六章十八节。
Let's turn to Acts 26, verse 18.
我差你到他们那里去，叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦的权下归向神。又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。好，这是使徒的职分。
And this is the commission of an apostle.
要到外邦里面传道理。
And to go into the Gentile world to preach the gospel.
所以他自己本身对基督的奥秘很清楚。
And they must have a clear understanding of the mystery of
Christ. 他很敬重自己的职分。
And he knew very clearly what his commission was.
虽然为传福音受了很多苦啊，说借着这样显明他使徒的权柄来。
And so even though he suffered greatly to preach the gospel, he says that this shows his apostleship.
所以我们看到说保罗啊，他蒙主耶稣选召的时候，他问主耶稣两句话。
And so we can see when Paul was chosen by God, he asked God two things.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you？
所以他后来知道对主耶稣啊认识很清楚。
And so later he could know Jesus very clearly.
原来他是救赎主，他是神成为人来的。
Because he is the Savior, he has become flesh.
不是另外一位神，而是神为着救人，亲自来到世界。
It's not a different God. It is God Himself coming into flesh to save the world.
他知道主的爱。
He knew the love of God.
那第二个问题是，主啊，我该做什么
？His second question is, Lord, what shall I do?
耶稣说，你要做的事情，亚拿尼亚后来就告诉他。
And the Lord said to him that what you do, Ananias will tell you.
就做外邦的使徒。
It is that you will become an apostle to the Gentiles.
所以他。说我从来没有违背过从上来的那个意象。
And so he said that he has never gone against the vision he received from above.
主耶稣给他选召的那个意象非常清楚，他以后啊一辈子就把那个放在他的脑海里面。
The vision that God has showed him was so clear in his mind that for the rest of his life he could remember it.
为着要完成传福音的工作。
In order to accomplish his work of preaching the gospel.
他说我传福音没有什么可夸可的。
He says that there is nothing for me to boast of when I preach the gospel.
我是不得已被主耶稣抓到了。
He said I just got chosen and picked up by God.
他说我传我就有赏赐啊。
But as long as I preach, I will have rewards.
我不传的话，责任已经托付在我身上了。
And if I don't preach, then woe is to me.
所以凡我所行的都是为福音的缘故。
And so everything I do it for the gospel.
无论怎样，总要救些人。
Whatever I do, I just need to save
souls. 让众人都一起来享受福音的好处。
And so that everybody can enjoy the benefits of the gospel.
所以他说，我本来是自由的。
And so he said that before I was free.
但是我现在甘愿做耶稣基督的仆人。
He says, now I am willingly becoming the slave of God.
来服侍所有的弟兄姊妹，服侍众人。
So that I may serve all brothers and sisters.
这是他传福音的那一种心志。
And this was the kind of heart he had to preach the gospel.
所以我们呢，要为主服侍，也要我们对主要有认识，也知道我们的使命。
And so in order to serve God, we need to know who Jesus is and what our commission is.
彼得前书第二章里面说，我们是被拣选的族类。
And 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us that we are a chosen generation.
君尊的祭司。
And that we are a royal priesthood.
而神拣选我们这么大的一个尊贵的身份。
And God has chosen us and given us such a great status.
就是要让我们传扬他的美德。
All it is to preach his beautiful words.
有一次我们在台北，那个时候我们还读大学。
And there was one time when we were in Taipei, I was still in college.
有一个美国五旬节系统的教会的牧师到台湾教会去访问。
And there was an American Pentecostal minister who came to the Taiwan churches to preach.
因为知道说我们那个几个强调的道理都很类似。
Because they found out that a lot of our doctrines were very similar.
因为那个时候很少人会讲英文在台湾。
And so at that time in Taiwan, very few people spoke English.
有一个弟兄在大学教英文，英文讲得很好，请他来翻译。
And so there was a brother who was teaching English in the university, and they asked him to come.
那个牧师就问他说啊，你英文讲这么好，你怎么不去传道？
And so the minister asked, if you speak English so well, why don't you go and preach?
他说我又不是传道人呢。
And the brother said, I'm not a minister.
他就问他说，那你有没有得圣灵？
And so the minister asked, have you received the Holy Spirit?
他说有啊。
He says yes.
有圣灵就是传道人呢、啊，怎么你说你不是传道人
？So he says, if you have the Holy Spirit, then you are a preacher. How can you say that you're not?
那这是有根据的。
And this is has biblical reference.
路加福音第十章。
It's in Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第十章。
Luke chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
说主的灵在我身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷人，才遣我报告被掳得释放，瞎眼得看见，叫那受压住的得自由。所以你得到圣灵是受到差遣的。
And so when you receive the Holy Spirit, you have been chosen.
所以在这里讲到主的灵在我身上，因为主用圣灵来膏我。
And here it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me.
我们就要传福音给贫穷人，让被掳的、受压住的得自由、得释放。
And so we must preach the gospel to the poor and to preach deliverance to the captives and to recover the sight of the blind.
神悦纳人的喜年到了。
Because the acceptable year of the Lord is here.
所以我们每一个人呢、啊，领受圣灵，我们都有传福音的责任哦。
And so every single one of us have received the Holy Spirit. We have the commission to preach the gospel.
耶稣对门徒说啊。父怎样差遣我，我照样差遣你们。
Jesus said to his disciples, "How the Father has sent me, I also send you."
然后向他们说，向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
And then he breathed upon them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免；留下谁的罪，就留下了。
And whoever sins you forgive, they will be forgiven of him. Whichever one you keep will be kept.
所以耶稣受圣灵，神用圣灵告他。
And so when Jesus received the Holy Spirit, he was
他同样的借着圣灵来差遣使徒。
He also used the Holy Spirit to anoint and to send the disciples.
所以我们每一个人都有传福音的这样的使命。
And so every single one of us has this commission to preach the gospel.
我们就要像保罗一样啊，尽最大的努力啊，把福音传开。
And so we must do as Paul did to do his best to preach out the gospel.
那这个福音的内容，我们看回来罗马书一章第二节。
Let's turn back to Romans chapter 1 verse 2. See the context of the gospel.
罗马书一章二节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 2.
说这个福音是神从前借先知在圣经上所应许。第三节。
Verse 3.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督。按肉体说是从大卫后一生的。第四节。
Verse 4.
按圣善的灵说因为从死里复活以大能。写明是神的儿子，福音的中心呢、啊，就是耶稣基督。
The central theme of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
所以马可福音一开始就是说，耶稣基督是福音的起头。
And so Mark chapter 1 tells us that the beginning of the gospel is Jesus Christ.
那现在很多人都用这个福音这个字眼啊，在做广告。
A lot of people do advertisements with the word gospel.
啊，有的做生意的人啊，啊，福音哈，啊，啊，或者是卖药的，糖尿病的福音。
And so there's a lot of people who, whether they're doing selling medicine or or doing business,
say
that this is the gospel of cancer.
啊，其实啊，这些人就是为着多赚一点钱嘛，哈。
And actually, all these people just want to earn more money.
我看有一个报纸写到有一个富人。
And I saw in a newspaper talking about a lady.
啊，因为她很喜欢听广播。
And because she liked to listen to the radio.
啊，那个广播节目啊，啊都会附带广告，广告药品。
And there's always a lot of commercials talking about different kinds of medicine.
啊，那个药都是万能的，什么都可以用。
And they say that this is the miracle drug. It can do, you can use it for
anything. 啊，钱寄过去，药就寄回来。
As long as you send your money over there, they're going to send you the
miracle drug. 所以他就一直寄钱，药就一直回来。
And so she keeps sending out money, and drugs keep coming into her house.
后来把药啊，其实都没有用啊，就堆了整个房间。
And so she actually didn't use any of this medicine. She just put it up in this room.
啊，因为她先生也没有办法。
And her husband couldn't do anything about it.
叫她不要买，她偏偏要买。
And telling her not to buy it, but she continues to buy.
所以这个广告啦，什么福音啦，有的是这样。
And so sometimes this kind of commercials, this kind of gospel.
啊，生意人啦，可以多赚一点钱啦。
These are used so that businessmen can earn more money.
啊，但是耶稣基督的福音啦，就是关系天下万民的真正的喜讯。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel for the entire world.
因为为人类生来一个救赎主啊，耶稣基督。
Because to the humans they were born a savior, which is Jesus Christ.
所以有了耶稣基督啊，人类才有真正的福音。
Only after Jesus Christ was born to man did we have the true gospel.
他说，耶稣基督啊，他从人来看，从这个人性来看呢、啊，他是从大卫的后裔出生的。
And if we look at Jesus Christ from a human perspective, he is born of the seed of David.
因为按照圣经里面的预言啊，要从亚伯拉罕的后裔大卫的祖孙啊来出救主。
Because according to the prophecies of the Bible, the Savior would come out from the seed of Abraham and David.
所以他借着玛利亚生下来，就是预言上的一种应验。
And so that he was born of Virgin Mary, this is a fulfillment of a prophecy.
啊，虽然他本来是神，但是他神成为人。
And so even though he was God before, he was God manifested.
所以主耶稣本身啊，他有人性也有神性。
And so God himself has a human nature, he also has a divine nature.
他既然成为人，就完全的一个人。
And since he became a man, he was a complete man.
与人完全一样。
He was completely the same as all other men.
啊，婴孩出生啊，然后慢慢的长大。
He was born as a baby and he grew up slowly.
所以路加福音第二章里面有谈到主耶稣的成长过程。
And so Luke chapter 2 talks about how Jesus grew up as a child.
啊，他的智慧跟身量，神的爱，人的爱一起成长。
And he grew up both in stature and in favor with God and man.
所以耶稣成为人啊，所以是历史当中的一个人物，也是一个中心的人物。
And so in the history, Jesus Christ was a man.
哦，所以从这个整个人类的历史来讲啊，是以耶稣做中心呢。
And so in the whole history of mankind, Jesus Christ is the central figure.
哦，我们一般的月历也是一样啊。耶稣出生以前叫做西元前几年，耶稣出生以后啊，西元前几年。
So even
西元几年。
Even our calendar years, we talk about B.C. before Christ and then A.D., which is after Christ.
那圣经的新旧约也是以耶稣做中心。
In our Old Testament and New Testament, Jesus Christ is also the central figure.
啊，旧约就是主耶稣出生以前呐，预言预表耶稣基督。
Old Testament is before Jesus was born; it has prophecies for Jesus Christ.
新约就是记载传扬耶稣基督。
And the New Testament talks and records of the works of Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣真的是神成为人，所以保罗说啊，这是一种非常大的奥秘啊。
And so Jesus Christ is truly God manifest in the flesh, and Paul says this is a
great mystery. 那么伟大的神啊，成为人，还住在人当中啊，让人看到。
And what a great God coming down to live among men and to be with men so that man can see him.
啊，还被天使看见。
And he's also seen by angels.
后来还被接到荣耀里面去。
And then he was lifted up into glory.
这实在是非常伟大的神的奥秘。
And this is truly a great mystery of God.
所以有些神者主义者啊，他们不相信耶稣是神成为人来到世界上。
And so some philosophers don't believe that it is Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh.
所以约翰就说啊, 如果不相信耶稣是道成肉身的, 那个不是神的灵, 那个是敌基督者的灵。
And so John tells us that if somebody doesn't believe that Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh, that is not the Spirit of God.
因为主耶稣成为人啊，才能够体恤我们人的软弱。
Because only when Jesus became human could he understand our weaknesses.
因为他跟我们生活完全一样，他肚子饿了，没有吃东西也会肚子饿。
Because he lived just like a man did when he was hungry. If he didn't eat, he would be hungry.
啊，他也会疲倦，也要睡觉。
He would also be tired. He would need to sleep.
啊，他遇到痛苦的事情，他也忧伤流泪。
And so when there was any sorrowful thing, he would also be in pain and cry.
所以圣经里面说啊, 耶稣基督不是不会体谅我们。
And so the Bible here tells us it's not that Jesus doesn't understand us.
他也是凡事受试探，只是他没有犯罪。
He has gone through all the temptations we have, except he did not sin.
啊，因为他也成为人呐， 所以晓得我们人的软弱。
He also became human so that he can understand all our weaknesses.
啊，所以当我们有需要的时候， 向他祷告祈求， 他就会同情体恤我们的软弱。
And so when we have any need or weaknesses, all we have to do is pray to him and he will have mercy on us.
因为耶稣是人， 成为人。
Because Jesus was a man.
啊，因为成为人呐， 带着肉体， 啊，才能够为我们流血。 赎罪。
And only because he was a man, he had this flesh that he could shed blood for us and to wash away our sins.
所以特别神为了他预备了一个身体，就是让他为我们把他无瑕无耻的身体献上，来成为永远的赎罪祭。
And that's the reason why God prepared a flesh for him so that he could shed this blood to be our everlasting redemption.
耶稣除了是完全的人以外，他也是神。
And so aside from being just a sinless man, Jesus was also God.
所以在这里讲到说啊, 借着从死里复活, 以大能显明是神的儿子。
And so here it says that he was declared to be the Son of God with power who resurrected from the dead.
因为人死掉了, 人没有办法活过来啊。
Because after a man dies, he can't get back alive.
但是耶稣他是生命的主。
But Jesus Christ is the controller of life.
所以他可以把生命为人类舍弃, 也可以把生命拾回来。
And so he could give away his life for man, but also take his life back.
所以他虽然被埋葬在地里面三天了，以后他复活过来。
And so even though he was buried in the ground for 3 days, he resurrected.
啊，证明他是生命的主。
And this proves that he is the controller of life.
因为他自己本身可以复活啊，他才能够做我们的救主，才能够救我们人。
Because only that he was able to resurrect could he be our savior and to save man.
有一个故事说啊，一个佛教徒在跟一个基督徒在争辩。
And there's a story that says that a Muslim is having a debate with a Christian.
那个佛教徒说啊，我们每年呐，我们经常都要到麦加去朝圣啊，因为穆罕默德的那个坟墓在那里呀。
And so the Muslim said that every single year we have to have this pilgrimage to go to Mecca because that is where Muhammad is.
啊，你们的教主耶稣基督啊，那连坟墓在哪里呀？啊，有坟墓啊，里面是空坟，尸体都找不到。
He said, you Christians, your Savior, Jesus Christ, he doesn't even have a tomb. There's a tomb, but nobody's there.
那基督徒就回答说啊，因为我们的救主耶稣基督啊，因为他不被死寂静啊，他从坟墓里面出来了。
And so the Christian answered, well, it is because our Savior is not controlled by death. He has come out from his tomb.
因为他能够胜过死亡啊，才能够成为我们的救主。
And the reason that he is able to be our Savior is because he is able to resurrect from the dead.
所以罗马书里面说啊，他被交给人呐，是为着我们的过犯。
And so in the book of Romans, it tells us that he was delivered to man for our transgressions.
但是他复活啊，就是要让我们得到称义。
And but then he was resurrected so that we may all be justified.
要成为我们的救主啊，让我们得圣洁啊，成为新的。
So that he could be our Savior and we can be justified and sanctified and we become a new man.
罗马书第八章里面说啊，是圣灵让耶稣从死里复活。
Romans chapter 8 tells us that it is the Holy Spirit that allowed Jesus to resurrect from the dead.
罗马书八章的十一节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
所以我们今天信徒啊，领受圣灵很重要。
And so today it is very important for us to receive the Holy Spirit.
说这个圣灵如果住在我们心里啊，我们必死的。 我们这个身体是必死的，但是将来神会让我们重新活过来。
And so if the Holy Spirit lives within us, then this body that will die, one day God will allow it to rise back up.
哥林多后书第五章也是这样讲。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 tells us the same
thing. 我们这个身体好像帐篷一样，有一天会拆毁掉。
It says that our body is just like a tent, one day it will be taken down.
神给我们一个永存的住屋啊，就是属灵的身体。
But God has given us an eternal home, which is our spiritual body.
所以陪主我们的就是神。 这个整个计划运作完整的就是在乎神。
And the one that is with us, the one that controls this all, is God.
神把圣灵赐给我们做凭据。
And God has given us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
所以有了圣灵啊, 你可以有属灵的生命可以复活改变。
And so as long as we have the Holy Spirit, then our spiritual life can change.
耶稣能够从死里复活啊, 这在圣经里面有很多的记载。
And Jesus is able to resurrect from the dead. This is recorded many times in the Bible.
他不被死拘禁,
says that he was not controlled
by death.
His body will not deteriorate.
所以他能够从死里复活, 成为神的儿子。
And so he could resurrect from the dead and be called the Son of God.
这个神的儿子, 我们一样文学过嘛, 神的儿子是什么意思?
And we studied the book of John. What does it mean to be the Son of God?
一样的主题啊, 就是神的儿子。
Because the theme of the book of John,
神的儿子就是神,
the Son of God.
我们看, 马太福音26章,
let's turn to Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章63节,
Matthew chapter 26 verse
63. 26章63节,
chapter 26 verse 63.
耶稣, 啊, 请你读, 请, 请一个人等读。
Verse 63, somebody please read.
Christine, 有没有叫 Christine 的?
Is there a Christine here?
没有。
Christina.
啊?
Christine.
有啊。
There's a Christine.
啊, 63 to 66. 这里是主耶稣在被审判的时候。
And this was when Jesus was being judged.
大祭司问他说, 你是神的儿子吗?
The high priest asked him, are you the son of the living God?
主耶稣说是。
And Jesus said yes.
后来他们就用这样把他定罪, 说因为他说了前往的话。
And so because of this, they condemned him to a sin, saying that he has blasphemed.
我们看一下约翰五章的十八节。
Turn to John chapter 5, verse 18.
约翰五章十八节。
John chapter 5, verse 18.
从十七节看哈。
Let's start from verse 17.
耶稣对他们说, 我父做事到如今, 我已做事, 18节,
18.
所以犹太人越发想要杀他, 因为他不但犯了安息日, 并且称神为他的父, 将自己与神当作平等。 好, 所以犹太人要杀他, 因为他称神为父。 好,
the Jews wanted to kill him because he said God was his father.
所以从犹太人的了解说啊, 他把自己当作跟神同等。
And so from the understanding of the Jews, he put himself equal with God.
我们再看约翰福音十章。
Let's also turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音十章三十一节。
John chapter 10 verse 31.
到36。
31 to 36.
约翰福音十章的31节。
John chapter 10, verse 31.
Paul.
31. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. 32. Then Jesus answered them, many good works I have shown you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we do not stone you, but for blasphemy. And because you, being a man, make yourself God. 34. Jesus answered them, it is written in your law, I said, you are God. If you call them gods to whom the word God came, and the scriptures cannot be broken, do you say of him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world, you are blaspheming because I said I am the Son of God?
Amen. 在三，因为主耶稣在安息日哈，他行了神迹。
And on the Sabbath day, Jesus performed a miracle.
犹太人就要跟他作对嘛，哈，质问他。
And so the Jews were opposing him and was questioning him.
后来他讲了一句话说，我父做事到如今，我也做事。
And then he said a statement, which is that my father has done things till today, and I do it too.
结果他们要用石头把他打死。
And so he wanted to, the Jews wanted to stone him.
主耶稣说，你们为哪一件事情打我？
And so Jesus asked, which of the works do you stone me for?
说因为你说了前往的话。
And they said that we do not stone you for that, but we stone you because you blaspheme.
说你明明是个人，你怎么把自己当作神？
You said that you are actually a man, why do you call yourself God?
所以耶稣说他是神的儿子。
Because Jesus said that he is the Son of God.
结果他们说，你明明是人，为什么你说你是神？
And they say that you are a man. Why do you make yourself God?
底下主耶稣说，你们的律法不是写着说，我曾说你们是神。
And then Jesus answered, it's not written in your law. I said you are God.
这是诗篇八十二篇第六节。
This is in Psalms 82 verse 6.
诗篇八十二篇的第六节哈。
Psalm 82 verse 6.
所以主耶稣说，承受救恩的人呢、啊，都可以称为神呐、啊。那从神差遣来的，称为神，怎么不可以呢？
And so he says, if he had called them gods to whom the word of God came,Do you not say that him who the Father has sent cannot be called the Son of God?
所以耶稣称为神的儿子。
And so Jesus is the Son of God.
其实他跟父神啊，就是一位。
But actually he and the Father are one.
八章的三十节说，我与父为一。
And chapter 10 verse 30 says that I and my Father are one.
是同样的一位神啊，就是神成为人来到世界，就是耶稣。
Is that him and the Father are the same? They are the one, the same God, but he is the flesh.
所以主耶稣在世界上啊，他是一个完全的人，他也是完全的一个神。
And so when Jesus was on this earth, he was the perfect man, but he was also the perfect God.
所以他虽然在地面上说从天而降，但是是仍旧在天的人主。
And then the Bible also says that he is the one that descended from heaven, but he is still in heaven.
这在学独一神观的时候啊，就学过嘛，哈。
And these are all things that we learn when we learn about theology of the one true God.
所以从这是我们对主耶稣应当有的一种认识，哈。
And so this is also an understanding we must have of Jesus Christ.
因为他从肉体上来讲啊，他是大卫的祖孙。
Because speaking from the flesh point of view, he is the descendant of David.
从灵来讲，他是神的儿子，就是神。
And from the spiritual point of view, he is the Son of God. He is God.
再来讲福音啊，对人的益处，对人的影响。
And let's also talk about the benefits and the influence that the gospel has on.
看罗马书一章第五节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 5.
罗马书一章第五节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 5.
我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分。在万国之中，叫人为他的名信服真道。所以保罗说啊，我们从他受了恩惠。
Paul says that we have received from him grace.
我们能够跟神和好啊，能够被主接纳，成为神的儿女。
We can be reconciled with God. We can be accepted by God, called the sons of God.
能够享受主赐给我们的各样的恩典。
We can enjoy all the blessings that God has given us.
能够有平安喜乐的生活。
We can have a peaceful and joyful life.
还有主常常做我们的倚靠跟帮助。
And God is always our reliance and help.
我们还能够承受天上的基业永生的福气。
And we can also receive the eternal blessings in our heavenly kingdom.
这些恩惠啊，都是从主耶稣来的。
And all of this grace comes from Jesus Christ.
所以说，我们不要看错了。
And so he says, do not look astray.
有时候看到魔鬼的一些试探啊，哦，啊，叫你把世界上的荣华指给你看，说你拜我一下，我都给你。有看错了，以为撒旦真的会把这些给你。
And sometimes we look astray and we see Satan promising us to give all the glory of this world, and we think that Satan will actually do that for us.
但是魔鬼只是让人呐、啊。一种幻象啊，而让你拜他以后，哇，糟糕！一下子魔鬼跑掉了，你就受苦了。
And so Satan is actually just putting this in front of us, and when we actually come to worship him, then all of it is gone.
所以雅各说啊，全备的赏赐啊，是从神来的。
And so the book of James tells us that the complete and the perfect gift comes from God.
所以我们不要看错了。
And so we should not look astray.
真正的福气是从神来的。
The true blessings come from God.
魔鬼不能够给我们什么。
Satan cannot give us anything.
所以我们一定要啊跟随主到底。
And so we must follow Jesus until the end.
啊，再来说啊，我们从他受了主属徒的职分。
And it continues to say that we have received the apostleship.
保罗一直感到说啊，他能够被拣选，这是一种非常大的福气啊。
Paul kept feeling that to be called by God was such a great blessing.
所以哥林多提摩太前书后书啊，一开始他对神的那一种感恩呐、啊。
And so in 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul was full of thanksgiving to God.
他说：“我感谢啊，我的神。”
He says, "I thank my God."
虽然我过去不认识他，还逼迫教会亵渎神的。
He says, in the past, I didn't know God. I even persecuted him and blasphemed against him.
但神的恩惠实在太丰盛了。
The grace of God is truly bountiful.
像我这样的罪魁啊，我都还能够蒙怜悯。
Even me, such a sinner, I can have mercy.
还派我去服侍他，做使徒传福音呢、啊，这恩典实在太大了。
He's also chosen me to be an apostle to preach the gospel. This blessing is too great.
所以他说啊，耶稣基督降世拯救罪人，这句话是绝对可信的。
And so he says that Jesus Christ became the redemption for our sins. This is definitely something we can believe in.
像我这样的罪鬼都能够蒙拯救，所以主要你能够悔改，相信他，一定救恩临到你。
Because I am such a great sinner, but this grace can come upon me, and so you too can receive the same grace.
我们今天能够蒙拣选，有机会服侍神，这是很大的恩典。
Today, the fact that we're able to be chosen and to serve our God, this is a great gift.
所以他很重视主体属徒的职分。
And so he emphasized much on his apostleship.
这个职分说是要让万国啊能够信服真道。
And so this apostleship is so that all nations may be obedient to the faith.
这个道理啊是称为生命之道，救灵魂之道。
And the words of God have become the words of life and the words of salvation.
所有属物质的东西好像花草一样会枯干凋谢。
All the things in this material world are just like flower and grass; they will wither away.
所以唯有神的话是永远长存的。
Except the words of God, that will last forever.
所以我们领受这个道啊，是永生之道。
So the words that we receive, these are eternal words of life.
相当的宝贵。所以我们要到处高举主的名，让更多人呐来领受神的道。
And so they are so precious. We must go out and preach the gospel to the rest of the world.
因为这个福音是要关系全天下万民。
Because this gospel deals with every single person in
this
world.
所以耶稣出生在犹太地，不只是要做犹太人的救主。
And so Jesus was born in the Jewish land, not just to be the God of Jews.
所有的万民啊，都是要领受这个道。
The rest of this world, all nations are to receive the same gospel.
看路加福音的24:47。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24:47.
24:47。
Luke 24:47。
并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，要传到万邦。主耶稣跟门徒讲了很多道理。
Jesus spoke many teachings to the disciples.
让他们能够主耶稣复活以后啊，还有帮助他们能够明白。
And so that after Jesus resurrected, they will be able to understand.
这里讲到说啊，主耶稣的道理，要借着门徒传到各地方， 啊，让人来接受。那这个道理要从耶路撒冷要传到万邦啊，传到万国啊。
And so the teachings that Jesus shared with the disciples, these are to be preached to all the nations, starting from Jerusalem.
啊，所以当然传道理啊，不是靠我们人的口才智慧。
And so, of course, preaching the gospel is not just relying on our own wisdom or eloquence.
保罗说要靠圣灵跟大灵的大能的名证。
And Paul says that it is through the Holy Spirit and the power.
所以他说啊，除了神吩咐我讲的一些话言以外啊，我不敢夸口什么。
So Paul says, aside from the words that Jesus Christ has given me to speak, I have nothing to boast of.
借着圣灵的大能、神迹奇事的能力啊，让能够外邦人能够信服。
And it's through the great power of the Holy Spirit and also miracles and wonders that the Gentiles are able to believe.
啊，这是讲到福音的本质哈。
And we're talking about the content of the gospel here.
我们看回来罗马书一章的第六节跟第七节，这是福音的对象。
And let's return back to Romans chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. 罗马书的对象。And verse 6 to 7 talks about the recipient.
说其中也有你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人，我写信给你们，在罗马为神所爱奉召做属徒圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归给你们。好，这是写给罗马的信徒了。
And this letter is written to the believers in Rome.
第七节讲说写信给罗马，哦，第六节我们看第六节。
Verse 7 says to Rome. Let's look at verse 6.
他说传福音给你们这些啊，蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
And it says that it is to those who are called of Jesus Christ.
第七节讲为神所爱奉召做圣徒的人。
Verse 7 says, beloved of God, called to be saints.
啊，这是主咒福音的对象，哦，罗马的信徒。
And this is the recipient of this letter, which are the believers in Rome.
蒙召，哦，
These are called.
蒙召就是神从万民当中把人选召出来。
We say we are called is that God has chosen us, called us out from all the people in the world.
一个人要蒙神的选召啊，他才会信主，他会认识主。
Only when a person is called by Christ will he come to believe in God.
所以哥林多前书里面说啊，如果不是圣灵的感动啊，没有一个人能够认耶稣是救主的。
In 1 Corinthians it tells us that aside from the movement of the Holy Spirit, nobody can say that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
耶稣说啊，不是我们能够选他，而是他选我们。
Jesus says that we did not choose him, but he chose us.
所以能够从万民当中被拣选出来，这是一种恩典。
And so to be called by throughout all the people of this world, this is a
blessing. 是神在创世以前，就预定了。
And this is also predestined by God before the creation of this world.
这个拣选的主权是在主耶稣，在神。
And the authority to make this choice is in Jesus Christ.
你能够被选出来得恩典，就大福分。
And this is such a great blessing that we are able to be called and receive this grace.
好像说啊，在孤儿院里面呢，啊，有很多的孤儿。
And like we can say that in all the orphanages, there are many orphans.
没有父亲，没有母亲。
These are all people with no parents.
啊，当然有些慈善家把他收养。
And some people will take them in as foster parents.
但是我们看到也有很多很多的孤儿啊，没有人认领啊。
Well, we can see that there are many orphans that nobody has taken in.
啊，比如说有一个非常有爱心的一个事业家，一个慈善家。
And so we say that there is a person with great love.
啊，到了一个孤儿院。
And he goes into this orphanage.
啊，他要认养几个孤儿啊，啊，回家来养。
And so he takes some of the orphans and receives them into his house.
啊，那去的时候他可以选说，我要这个，我要那个，我不要哪一个。
He can go to the orphanage and says, I want this one, I want that one, but I don't want this one.
他没有义务说我一定要认养。
And there's nothing to say that he has to take one of these people.
他也没有义务说我要全部都养。
He doesn't have to say, I have to take all of them with me.
他主要说我要这个，我不要那个，这是这个人他有主权。
And he has the power to say, I want this one, I don't want this one.
啊，同样的。你买水果也，没有说我要全部都把它包下来嘛。
And when you buy fruits, you don't have to say I want all the fruits.
我们还是在那选呐。
We always choose the different fruits that.
同样的，神的救恩也是一样，神的拣选。
And the grace of God is the same. He is choosing.
所以，神对以色列人说啊，不是你们有什么好表现，有什么功劳。
And so Paul, Jesus says to his disciples, it's not of any good works that you've done.
神对以色列人。
Sorry, God spoke to the Israelites.
在生命记里面呢。
And in the book of Deuteronomy,
不是因为你们人多，
He says, it's not because there's many of you. Actually, in all the nations, you are the least.
啊, 但是我选你们, 没有理由, 就是爱你们。
But I chose you for no other reason but that I love you.
所以马拉基书里面说啊, 我选了雅各, 我放弃了以撒。
And so the book of Malachi, it says that I have chosen Jacob, but I have let go of Esau.
神说, 这就是我爱你们的表现啊。
And God says that this is my manifestation of my love.
我们今天蒙拣选啊, 就是神的恩典。
Today we are all called. This is the blessing of God.
蒙召以后啊, 成为属耶稣基督的人。
And after we are called, we are belonging to Jesus Christ.
要怎么样才能够成为属耶稣基督的人?
How can we truly belong to Jesus Christ?
就是要受洗才能够归入耶稣基督里面。
We must be baptized before we are in His fold.
啊, 你没有受洗就是在恩典门外。
If you have not baptized, you are still outside the gates.
啊, 受洗以后啊, 归入耶稣基督里面, 就神家里的人啊。
And after you are baptized, you are coming into the gate. You have come into the family of
God. 我们就不再做外人, 也不再做客旅了, 是跟圣徒同一个国度的。
We're no longer foreigners or just visitors. Instead, we are in the kingdom of God.
啊, 所以我们现在不属世界。
And so today, we do not belong to this world.
我们也不属我们自己,
we also do not belong to ourselves.
因为我们是属神家里面的属主啦。
Because we now belong to the family of God.
所以我们不可以贪爱世界。
So we cannot love this world.
我们也不可以放纵自己的私欲，说我想要做什么就做什么。
And we cannot indulge in our own desires to do whatever we wish to do.
因为我们的身体现在成为神的殿了。
Because our body is now the temple of God.
成为圣灵的居所了。
And we are now the sanctuary of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要珍惜神的殿。
And so we must cherish the temple of God.
什么人毁坏神的殿, 神就毁坏那个人。
And whoever defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him.
所以我们不属自己。
We do not belong to ourselves. So we must go along to the will of God and to live for Christ.
再来第三个讲到说,
Thirdly, it says that you are the beloved of God.
真的主耶稣很爱我们啊。
And truly, God loves us greatly.
圣经里面说啊, 人爱朋友没有为朋友舍命的。
Bible tells us that there are people love their friends, but no one gives up his
但是我们还做罪人的时候啊, 主耶稣就为我们死了。
But while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
神的爱就这样显明出来了。
And this is how the love of God was shown.
所以主耶稣为着爱我们牺牲他的生命, 借着流血把我们救赎出来。
And because Jesus loved us, and he gave up of his own life, he shed his blood to save us.
那这个爱是我们人没有办法去测度的。
And this is the love that we cannot understand measure.
啊, 让我们脱离劳苦的生活, 啊, 能够胜过死亡, 还能够得到永远的生命。
So that we can leave our life of sin and we can receive this eternal life.
所以保罗啊, 一直很感念啊, 说, 耶稣爱我啊, 为我舍己啊。
And so Paul truly felt it, saying that God loved him so much to give up of his life.
常常有耶稣基督的爱在心中来激励他。
The love of God is always in his heart, constraining him.
耶稣为我死了, 我为耶稣死, 也是活该, 也是应该的了。
And Jesus died for me, I should die for Christ.
好, 所以他说, 就是牺牲生命也在所不惜。
And he says that even if I have to give up my life, this is something I can do.
所以有时候受点苦啊, 算不得什么。
He says sometimes when we suffer just a bit, it counts as nothing.
因为为着承受将来那个极重永远的荣耀啊, 这个苦啊, 自战自清的, 没有办法比。
And so in order to receive the eternal glory in heaven, this kind of suffering, temporary suffering, it doesn't even matter.
因为神的爱把我们选召出来, 做圣徒的众人。
Because the love of God has chosen us so that we can become saints.
所以我们一切蒙召的人啊, 都称为圣徒。
And so all of us who are called are saints.
所以保罗写信给各个教会啊, 都说, 在各地方啊, 蒙主所召的圣徒。
And so when Paul writes his letters to the different places, he says that to the saints that are called by God.
我们知道这个圣徒啊, 本来应该是非常神圣的, 非常完全的。
And we know that saints are usually very holy, very perfect.
但是在名分上啊, 主耶稣称我们是圣徒。
But in a title God has given us, God has called us as saints.
因为我们借着洗礼的时候, 我们的罪案罪行完全把我们涂抹掉。
Because in baptism, all of our sins have been completely wiped away.
我们靠着耶稣的义行啊, 我们就可以白白得到称义。
And through the righteous works of Jesus Christ, we can be freely justified.
所以我们要披戴耶稣基督,
and so we must put on Christ.
有耶稣基督的义行常常在我们身上,
so that the righteous deeds of Christ can always be upon us.
我们受洗的时候就披戴耶稣基督了,
when we are baptized, we put on Christ.
但是我们也要一直披戴耶稣基督到底,
but we must keep Christ on until the very end.
就是要十足的追求达到圣洁完全的地步。
That is that we must continue to pursue after holiness until we are perfect.
这样我们就能够活在神的爱中。
So we can live in the love of Christ.
神的恩惠平安不断的就会临到你。
And the peace and the grace of God will always be upon you.
那个恩惠是希腊人哦, 他们请安的话。
And grace is a word of kindness, that a word of greeting.
平安是犹太人请安的话。
For the Greeks. And then peace is a word of greeting.
샤롬就是神给你一切的 平安不只是说身体不患病了，不是这样，神给你的丰盛的恩典的平安。
Peace is a greeting word for the Jews, and this is a peace, not just to your body, but a general peace that God has given to us.